Distant Mirror is a production of the Classical Network. Funding for this program is provided in part by listener members like you. Become a member at WWFM.org. Thank you. Welcome to Distant Mirror. I'm your host, Alan Kelly. Each week at this time, a full hour of early music, music from the Middle Ages, the Renaissance. Tonight, you'll hear the Folger Consort perform several pieces from their CD, Playing with Fire, the Art of the Renaissance Instrumentalist, selections from France and the Netherlands. Then it's music by an obscure late 14th century French composer known to us only by his last name, Solage. He was a contemporary of Marchaud's, and his output, 10 chansons that are extant, are found in the Chanty Codex. You can hear all of his works on the CD The Unknown Lover by Gothic Voices, and tonight I'll play several of these. Finally, music for a consort of viols by English Renaissance composer John Jenkins. Two of his fantasias performed by Phantasm. But first, the Folger Consort. The Folger Consort from a CD called Playing with Fire. Renaissance instrumental music, and it's subtitled Fiery Improvisations on the Popular Tunes and Dance Music of the 1500s and Masterpieces of Instrumental Contrapuntal Complexity. Going to go to the Low Countries for the first 10 selections that you will hear, and then following that, four more from France, and I will tell you what they were after you've heard them. Here's the Folger Consort with 16th century instrumental music from the Low Countries in France. Enjoy. music there, performed by the Folger Concert from their CD Playing with Fire. Renaissance instrumental music from, in this case, the Low Countries in France. What we heard tonight were fiery improvisations on popular tunes and dance music of the 1500s, and the first 10 selections, in fact, were from the Low Countries. The first one, Dile Bourguignon, which was an anonymous piece. Then cuts 2 through 6 that you heard were variations on a bass dance tune, and followed by the last 2 selections from the Low Country, 3 selections, I should say, La Spagna, Francesco de la Torre, who spent a lot of time in the Low Countries. And finally, 4 selections from France, 2 by Jacques Modin, 2 branlas, which were 16th century French dances, and by Pierre Falès, a pavane and a galliard. Folger Consort from the CD Playing with Fire here on Distant Mirror. I love this next CD. It is the only place you will find, the only CD you'll find the complete works of the composer known only as Solage. And there's also some music here by Guillaume Marchaud as well. He followed Marchaud pretty much towards the end of the 14th century, the last part of the Ars Nova, and composed most of the pieces in the Chanti Codex, the principal source of music of the Ars Subtilior, the manneristic compositional school centered around Avignon at the end of the century, and that was the tail end of the Ars Nova. Subtilior, the key word here is subtle. Nothing is known about his life. He probably was associated with the French royal court. In his chanson Plusieurs Gens, which you are going to hear, it's the last one. We're going to play 6 pieces by him. It is the last one that you will hear. In that particular piece, he mentions Jacqueline, the granddaughter of Philippe, Duke of Burgundy. And some of his music was quite experimental. For example, the bizarre piece which translates as The Smoky One Smokes Through Smoke, in which, which will be the third piece you'll hear, incidentally. And in that piece, the singers appear to get completely lost, singing lower and lower, and he was satirizing a group that called itself the Society of Smokers, which included the nephew of Guillaume Marchaud. Since tobacco, though, was not to be known in Europe for another 2 centuries, the substance being smoked has been speculated to be the hashish or opium, and the music well represents the effect of the drug on the enthusiastic musicians. Other recent theories suggest that the smoke was purely symbolic, the smoke emanating from the heads of those engaged in deep thought, but I'll let you be the judge. Only 10 works are attributed to Solage, and 2 more attributed on stylistic grounds, and all 12 are contained in the Chanti Codex, consisting of 9 ballades, 2 virelais, and a rondo. The rondo is the smoke song. All Solage's works have been recorded by Gothic voices, and they all appear on this one CD called The Unknown Lover. Here's 6 selections by the composer Solage, Gothic Voices performs. Thank you.
Sweet.
music of Solage from a CD called The Unknown Lover. Gothic Voices performing six of his chansons. We heard an L'Amoureux Vigier, Très Gentil Coeur, Joyeux de Coeur, and then The Smoker's Song, Censé et toi en plus de gens. Now, we had some help on The Smoker's Song. First of all, let me give you the credits here. Catherine King, mezzo-soprano, Stephen Harrell, tenor, Julian Podger, tenor, Lee Nixon, tenor, and Stephen Charlesworth, baritone. And on The Smoker's Song, you couldn't miss that one, could you? Stephen Charlesworth was featured on baritone. He had help from two bass singers, Jonathan Arnold and Robert McDonald on that. That song translates as "The Smoky One Smokes Through Smoke." And we don't know much about Solage, but at least we know he had a sense of humor, which is, you can't say about many in the calamitous 14th century, having a sense of humor. I mean, what with the Hundred Years' War, the Black Death and all, peasant revolts, I mean, you name it. But when you think about it, maybe medieval Europe was in need of a chuckle, and Solage obliged with a smoker's song. Hope you like that. It's from a CD called The Unknown Lover. Well, we're going to wrap up Distant Mirror this week with music of John Jenkins, English composer. Jenkins was a long active and prolific composer whose many years of lifespan, the time from William Burr to Henry Purcell, fact, his years 1592 to 1678 to be exact. He witnessed great changes in English music. He's noted for developing the consort fantasia for viols, being influenced in the 1630s by an earlier generation of English composers, including Alfonso Ferrabasco the Younger, Thomas Lupo, John Caprario, and Orlando Gibbons. Jenkins composed numerous 4-, 5-, and 6-part fantasias for viol concert. We're going to hear some of his 5-part fantasias right now, performing for us the group Phantasm, 2 of these. Thank you. have concluded Distant Mirror this week with music of English composer John Jenkins, 1592 to 1678, two fantasies, one in D minor, and the second in C minor, the group Phantasm performing. And that does it. I'll be with you again next week at the same time for two more hours of early music. Until then, I've been your host, Alan Kelly. Salus et vita.